This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
How close do you think we are to 849 pounds?
Geez, probably 100 under.
100 under? Think so? Under? Yeah, I guess so, probably.
Hold on, let me do some math here.
The Three Horsemen Show, Big Easy T.O., and the Wrestling Snob, that's me, Corey, trying to decipher the 849-pound elephant in the room.
Definitely.
I'm going to say we're 50
pounds.
Under.
Yeah.
50 under?
Probably.
Think so?
I'm going to push right at around 800.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
What are you, 260?
Yeah, 255.
But you always add 25 pounds in wrestling, so I mean, we might be right around there.
And we're all wrestling weights, is probably correct.
Yeah.
What are you, 210?
No.
200?
Nope.
That's too much?
I fucking wish. Right now. That's what I used to be.
230.
I'm about 235, 240.
So then we're only about 15, 20 under.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Dude, that's not bad. Three, man.
I just came up with that weight.
While you were recording it?
No. While I was sitting here reading. I don't know who does the intro.
Oh.
But anyway.
I see. Kayfabe, gotta love it.
The horsemen are here. Gentlemen, what's the good word outside of wrestling? Anything going on? Anything special? Anything...
I've got plenty going on. Nothing I can really talk about.
What's happening?
I don't even know
what
I'm bringing it up for.
It's not Easter, but what's happening?
We got a Memorial Day next weekend.
Yep. What?
Yeah.
Next weekend?
I believe so.
Already?
Or weekend after, one or the other.
Holy.
Not this weekend, but the weekend after, yeah.
What's today's date?
May 17th.
May 17th.
Yeah, wasn't yesterday New Year's?
Yep.
2014. We're coming to you live.
From the past.
That's crazy.
Live.
We'll do it live.
From the past.
I guess it is the next weekend, isn't it? Holy shit.
Memorial Day is the last Monday in May.
Oh, man. You guys got plans for Memorial Day?
Moving.
Where to?
Temporary rental house off Chain Rocks Road while we sell our current house and look for a new one.
We need to oil these things. Really? Look at you. Buying a new house, are you?
If we find the right one.
No.
I'm not in any hurry. I'm real picky at this point.
That's good.
I spent 13 years in a house I didn't quite love, so I'm not doing that again.
He wants a castle.
A house of whores?
There was no whores.
All right.
I mean, depending on the... No, we won't go there. No whores.
I thought it was like a Dane Cook
segment. No, we have a no Dane Cook rule in the house, actually.
that's
we do, however, allow the movie Waiting, which he was in.
Great movie.
It's a great movie. That's why we allow it.
Honey, Dane Cook, 20 minutes, pay-per-view. Let's go.
Did you really, what's his name in it?
Fuck. Derek?
Derek, did you really hit Derek? It's fucking great. I want to take you and wad you up in a little ball and shove you in my vagina.
What a movie that was.
Infinitely quotable.
Do you know anything going on?
No, not really, no. Don't think we have any plans for the holidays. Just kind of be around.
The only thing I've got coming up is I'm golfing, and that's about it. I don't have any... I guess I should get out more.
Golfing?
But I keep coming here.
Competitively?
No. Just for drinking's sake.
Golfing's fucking fun, man.
Golf is fun. Especially
I haven't did it
drink.
In about 2 or 3 years, but...
Oh, it's a good time.
Still got my clubs. I just put them in storage the other day.
Yeah? How'd that go?
Pretty easy.
All right.
They were there.
Well...
Yeah.
I had to put them in the car first and then drive them there.
Drop them like it's hot. Well, wrestling-wise, what do we got here? I was running over some things we're going to talk about today. We've got a little Twitter war going on between Rip Rogers, Randy Orton, Bubba Ray, and Low Ki.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck's Low Ki?
He's an indie guy.
He's a guy that is a god of Norse legend, the brother of Thor, Low Ki.
Ah.
God of Mischief. Did you ever see the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Saw it.
Loki was the god that was his mask.
Was never a big fan of that movie.
It wasn't that great.
Cameron Diaz her first long movie. Hair. Yeah, I remember that.
She actually, that was like the only time she ever really looked good to me.
You're not alone. A lot of people think that.
Yeah, I think she's fucking hideous, but anyway.
But we've got that. We have got, what else we got? We got a bunch of guys going after Brock Lesnar, which should be a full-blown shit
show. Are you guys excited about that? Because totally not.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Totally not. Just for the simple fact that a fucking three-way dance is dumb, a fatal four-way is absolutely retarded, and whatever they're calling a five-way is likely to be the most boring, fucking just so choreographed match ever that I don't even want to see it.
Why not make it like a Money in the Bank or a ladder, I mean, a TLC.
A mini tournament. I mean, shit, you could do all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Why you got to throw them all in there at one time?
I know. Well, we'll get to it. We'll argue it when we get there.
I'm so ready to argue that.
You guys calm down.
There's only one person that can win that anyway.
Lone Wolf.
God, the Lone Wolf.
No, it's Samoa Joe.
Whatever. Well, we'll get there. We've also got the Fashion Files to talk about. Tyler Breeze and Fandango are getting over. And Jinder Mahal. I just want to talk about that guy because I think it's necessary. But also, hey, check us out if you're checking us out on YouTube. First off, thank you. Second off, go to facebook.com/numeral3horseman show, twitter.com/numeral3horseman show. I was talking to some guys about our old school show on 70s and 80s territory. I know you've been on that Facebook group.
Probably.
But
I'm on a lot of them.
I was talking about some ideas for our second show, which is going to be Crockett versus McMahon, the war of 85 to 88.
Yes.
I'm actually very much looking forward to our second show.
As am I. I was looking through the show notes for that today, and I was like, holy shit, I don't know as much about this as I wish I did. So I'm just looking forward to hearing the story.
It's fantastic.
And just trying to piece together what I remember as a kid and trying to reconcile it with the whole happenings.
Right.
That'll be pretty fun.
It'll be good. So, join us when we do that. We're going to go about an hour here, so right around 2:30 we should be getting going with the old school version of the show. All right. So, do you guys know who Rip Rogers is?
Yes. Didn't he used to wear a vest, too?
He was a jobber wearing pink blonde hair, brown beard. Yep. I don't know why I remember him so well as a kid.
He was a WWF jobber, right?
He was a WCW jobber. Was NWA he? WCW
Let me
jobber.
See here. Oh, my God, that's right. He had that horrible, before it was Hollywood, Hogan beard.
Oh, yeah. He was a territory guy for a long time. But I don't know if you saw what he did on, did you guys see what he did on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Oh, T.O. is familiar. He's always familiar.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about.
So, T.O., have you got the tweet pulled up?
I have Orton's response, so I don't have the original. I've got the rest of it. So you start it. I'll be able to finish it because it's some funny shit.
Let me do the original.
Do it.
Every indie match now, handshake, drawn out move exchange. This is awesome chant. Strike exchange, dive, no sell in indie, strong style. Another dive, more strikes, no sells, dive, flippy floppy sequence, dive. Hit everyone with each other's finisher and then Humpty Dumpty we all fall down. Fight forever chant, rinse and repeat till every move is useless and means nothing. Dive, take an unsafe shot that looks like shit and hurts like hell, then roll up, finish. Handshake and hug after the match. Everyone's hands raised. All these guys chant. Go home and type on social media thanking your opponents and the company for the match and telling others they should book these guys. Dive. I love that, actually. It's fucking funny.
It's true, though, because that's the only type of match that you listen to podcasts or you read reviews after a pay-per-view.
Everybody's trying, like, hard to get everybody over.
That's what the indie marks want. That's how they would describe their perfect match, and they'd do their "this is awesome" chants and all that bullshit.
This is awesome.
Well, Vince is famous for saying too much of that flippy shit, and that's what they don't want. But I'll be honest, I've never been to an indie wrestling show. Obviously, YouTube is flooded with indie.
You ever been to a KC show? I mean, that kind of counts.
KC.
Knights of Columbus?
KC Hall.
No, I haven't.
Have you?
No.
Me neither. I was going to say.
Never been to midget wrestling or anything fun like that?
Afraid of midgets.
I remember.
So. Yeah, you're definitely afraid of
those. I remember T.O. showed. We work out of, we're across the river in Illinois on the Illinois side of St. Louis.
Not East St. Louis, not to be confused.
And
east of St. Louis.
Right there. Yeah, we're right in East St. Louis. Mm-hmm. If you looked at a map,
coming to
we
you
are.
Live
from the east.
We're going to say northeast.
T.O. one time showed me these guys wrestling in a barn, I think it was.
Sure, that sounds fun.
It's a backyard.
And where was it at? Cottage Hills?
Cottage Hills.
Dude, they had a whole league on Cottage Hills for a good long
yeah,
while.
They still, yeah, they still do, and they're the worst characters and the most janky shit. If you guys listen, keep bummer. Listening, because I'm not trying to rip on you, but your shit sucks. I mean, it's fucking terrible.
Hey.
Oh, come on.
The local newspaper did an article on it. And
it's kind of promo now.
He did. The guy cut a promo in the fucking in the newspaper. I was like, dude, you don't need to be in character when you're talking to Billy Goldtooth from the Alton Telegraph.
I know Billy.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was something else. But they, like, have seven people with folding chairs sitting around and they all kind of copy each other. It's pretty funny stuff. If, like, if they were going for comedic value, they'd have something.
They might be.
But
question mark?
They're not. No. Oh, no.
Yes. I want to go down there and, like, challenge your champion.
Let me see.
We should make a costume up for me, and I'll go down there and fucking impromptu run in. Money in the Bank style, take their belt and run.
What was the Billy Madison wrestler?
Oh, the Great Blob or whatever.
Blob.
Fuck you, man.
No, you were the one that wanted the cape.
I said nothing about a cape. I said costume. There was no mask or cape.
What?
Bitch, and you're over there coming up with ideas in your head. Fuck, we can get some purple silk. Shit, I don't know.
Forgive me for remembering a great character in wrestling movie history.
Oh, sure,
the Revolting Blob.
The Revolting Blob, that's it.
Cottage Hills Wrestling Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
CHWA.
Chowa, as we like to call it.
They're an alliance, huh? Who's involved in the alliance?
This is
the Greater Wood River Wrestling Club.
This is Monday Night Assault Part 7.
Monday Night Assault Part 7.
Let's not bury these little guys.
They have 412 subscribers.
They do better than we do.
Way better.
Who are we to make fun of them?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, but they have matches.
They got a real ring. It's my bathtub's bigger, but
it's in the front yard. Can you imagine?
What's this neighborhood look like?
I don't,
nice moonsault, though.
Backflip. Can you imagine? You're just kind of like, you know, out just having some people in town.
Can you imagine moving into that neighborhood?
You just have a fucking wrestling match breakout with a ring in the front yard across the street from you.
Can you imagine? You got entrance themes. You got pyro, which is a little more than some fireworks brought right across the river.
Some sparklers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some 45-year-old bitch fucking crop top running around.
Oh, this guy's a fan-friendly guy. He shook seven.
Yep, I kinda, we should go to this.
Should we?
Why not?
Well, after we just
we'll get
completely
some signs.
Douse them with gasoline.
Maybe we'll get followers.
I didn't. I said we shouldn't. I'm going to hold back judgment, man. This doesn't look that bad, other than the tiny ring, the janky costumes,
tell you
the skinny guys.
This guy has real tights on, though. I mean, I will say that.
You can get those.
You can make those, yeah.
Fast forward to the action, man.
This is the CHWA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there,
they're getting some big time
tune in
promo from us right now.
Yeah, they're paying for this. Stolen them, kid you.
Are they?
Belly to back. He's trying to belly the back. Oh, a reversal. Gets him in a hammer lock. Oh, yeah. And the match moves on. It goes through the commercial break.
Well, let's move on.
These guys were definitely athletes.
Well, look at this ring
college.
They've built. This is not your standard ring.
No, it's really small.
It looks like they built it out of PVC and some other shit.
I think it's a waterbed.
That's typically what it turns into.
So, anyway.
It's a 4x4 ring post.
So, most people hear indie wrestling, and they usually think of that. No joke.
That's bad, man, because there's a lot of good indie wrestling out there. In fact, for the majority of fucking wrestling, it's all been more or less indie. I mean, you could be the indie NWA, and that's not indie.
Wow, I am so wrong. Technically, I have been to an indie show. The group out of Belleville that Larry Matizek had his hand in.
Well,
they were at
go.
The casino when I worked there. And it wasn't, they had some guys that could still work.
Yeah.
I mean, they had guys that did jobs on WCW TV 20 years ago.
Still, that's somebody.
But still, I mean, my God.
Out of nowhere.
Somebody get RKO'd?
Yeah.
Are you guys still watching?
I just happened to look over and this guy's bouncing on a high dive, and Randy Orton out of nowhere with an RKO fucking takes the guy out, and he, like, belly flops. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
I think it was the Olympics. I must have missed that on TV.
But the fact that Orton got in, I mean, like, Orton's kind of a dick.
What's his retort or addition to this whole thing?
Just making fun of him for the dive thing. The dive is the joke.
So he got
There's a T-shirt now you can get, too.
He got into it with one of the Dudleys who's the, I mean, I don't know of anyone that's ever said a nice thing either. About that jack off.
Did you see him put the picture of the fat guy diving into the kiddie pool after it? He goes,
Orton?
He said, there's a difference between an athlete doing it in a WWE ring and an out-of-shape vet doing it in front of 600 people at a KC hall.
He's not wrong.
So at the end of it, Orton sends this out.
This is the no-fly zone.
I really need to issue an apology. Sorry to the indie marks, indie guys, and old timers who do dives that took offense.
Did we just lose our YouTube feed?
It's just our TVs are all screwed up.
Oh, okay.
Just having a good time over a few drinks in Denmark, closing the SmackDown Live tour, while beating Raw and making over $5 million in the last 11 shows. Mm-hmm. Now I know to some that doesn't equate to a standing room only crowd of 150 people paying $8 in an armory somewhere. But in the big boy world, that's called putting asses in seats. So enjoy your flips, dives, and 20 super kicks per match. To each their own. I will go dive back into my 13th title run and get ready to flip when my bank statement comes in this month. Headlock.
Your white meat baby face in 2017, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn.
That's the best way to get over as a heel as you can, because all the fans are, I mean, like, you look at all the fan favorites right now, they're all indie guys.
Oh my God, he's got an Olympic diver that he runs out and RKOs to get into the water.
No dives, man.
That's awesome.
He's brutal. Did you see the no-fly zone picture he took?
Oh, I like the no-diving t-shirt that's got a picture of a wrestling ring and a diver just smoking the floor with a thing around it.
And he got low-key got involved, and I don't know that, I mean, well, at least he's getting his name out there. I don't know that I've ever seen a match by the guy. Yeah, I think he did some TNA stuff, and he might have had a cup of coffee with the WWE years ago.
Did he ever do any HLA? You guys remember HLA? It was all the rage a while back.
Headlock Association? I don't know.
No, Hot Lesbian Action.
Oh.
Remember that? They had that on Raw.
I forgot about that. HLA.
Puppies.
Oh, boy. PMS, Pretty Mean Sisters.
Is that what it was?
Shit,
man. It's been too long.
Who was that? That was Terry Runnels, Jackie, and Ivory?
Ryan Shamrock was in it for a little bit, too.
What? Yeah. Friend of the show.
Sort
of.
Yep.
Never heard of us, but kind of a friend.
Well.
I mean, one way, three or four down the line.
She's heard of something.
What do you guys think about that, though? Because, I mean, it kind of goes into there not being territories anymore, but all the guys that are in WWE right now, like, who's the biggest, you know, Strowman homegrown, Roman Reigns homegrown, these guys that came from FCW?
Mm-hmm.
There's not many guys on that roster that they created.
Not
that
anymore.
They trained and built all the way up.
Can't think of Fandango's name.
Curtis. Johnny Curtis, I think, is his name.
I know it's
like
Johnny.
That. Yeah, I think it's Johnny Curtis.
Who else? Who is their big homegrown guy?
It's Strowman and Reigns.
Wow. What's that tell you?
Ambrose did something before.
I'd like to armor
Tyler Black.
He did all that Strowman. CZW bullshit.
Yeah, Tyler Black did the bedroom wrestling or whatever he did.
Jeez, still on that. We can't get him off of MeatyHunkWrestling.com.
Meaty Hunk.
Hunky off. Meat Wrestling.
Meat Rocket 8.
But then, like, Nakamura. I mean, like, you know, like, that's the style these guys love. That's what the fans love.
AJ Styles has been down working for FCW since, what, 1999?
No, that was TNA.
In their eyes.
Yeah, no shit.
Rewrite history, why don't you? Huh?
But, I mean, like, Charlotte Flair. I mean, like, she went to that program and straight through.
Most guys, I mean, everybody now is going to come through that, is going to come through NXT.
Yes, but some of them still do the independent stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm curious if they give guys preferential treatment. That are ones that start there and do everything there instead of coming from somewhere else.
There's guys you have to teach less, but it's all about, dude, they're learning camera angles, where to do spots in the corner.
Oh, no, I get that. I'm just saying, like, I wonder if they take more, like a Braun Strowman. Yeah, he has the size and everything, but that guy's never wrestled anywhere else other than something WWE owned. It's no different than, we have to have, you know, Triple H beat Sting because Sting was WCW and WWE has to prevail.
Right.
there's the indie stench on these other guys, and there's not on Strowman and Reigns. And you go through, and it's going to continue stench. On throughout.
I like that.
His, you know, as the future comes, there's going to be more and more guys that have only been with the WWE in their training.
Do you consider ROH indie still?
Yeah.
Anybody that's not the big two, so to speak, of which there are one.
Anytime you don't, there isn't anybody else.
That's what I'm saying. The big two, of which there are one.
Yeah. There's no big two. There's one.
It was like, I saw that, I mean, like, Roderick Strong just left Ring of Honor, and right. He was, like, the big thing in Ring of Honor. Had no idea what he looked like, who he was, or anything. I was shocked how small he was. I thought I was expecting this huge badass, and he's, like, Colt Cabana.
More like Roderick Weak.
The guys just don't get signed anymore.
No.
I mean, unless you're a giant, you're pretty much shit out of luck.
Yeah.
To think Baron Corbin?
Yes. The Wolf.
The Wolf. The Lone Wolf.
Wolf.
By the way, on the fashion files, they're like, he's got three shirts.
All of them.
Wolves.
Oh.
I was dying.
It's pretty funny.
They're listening to our show.
Who are?
WWE.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt about it.
Oh.
Stealing our material.
Oh, gangbusters is what they are. No, but like, but going back.
Earl Hardy?
Sure.
Marx Brothers?
Sure.
It's one of those two.
Yeah. What?
Beep. Gangbusters, the movie? No?
Never seen
where
it.
Where that comes from?
No.
Gangbangers.
I'm going back to my phone.
Gangbangers. Are you going back to that honky meat wrestling?
Honky meat wrestling.
Honky meat wrestling. I don't like it.
So going back to this, though,
sandwich.
The end game here is that he, I mean, Orton's basically shitting on everybody who's not in WWE. Not a good look for them. No, he's shitting on all the guys that are coming in now.
That's what I was going to ask you, is how does a guy like Sami Zayn, a guy like Kevin Owens, these guys, I mean, he's shitting all over what they've done for 13 years and pretty much saying, fuck you, I've made bank.
And that's
for
what, but that's what Loki's saying. He's like, well, not everybody just automatically goes to the show because they're dead. Is not protected for 15 years. I mean, I have no problem with Orton's style. I mean, it's old school, but it's still something.
He looks, I mean, what he does in the ring looks good. He can tell a story. He's boring as fuck. And there's no wrestler that's more obvious that you can see is when he's trying and not trying, or when he's motivated and not motivated. This motherfucker just
I don't know.
Does.
Ziggler's pretty.
He has a reason. If he had the belt on him, at least he'd be trying to do some charismatic
steal the show
shit.
Every night.
This guy has the belt on him right now, and this is the best promo he's done in 6 months.
I don't know.
And it was on Twitter.
Because he doesn't give up.
And not on purpose.
Well, at what point do you need to keep trying? I mean, some of these guys, they're paycheck guys. I get it. I mean, shit gets boring. Who is that? Is that me?
I'm pretty sure it's you.
Well, you guys talk. Discuss so I can turn this off.
Oh, you got to use it. Oh, that's your phone?
Of course it is. It's the demolition thing.
Oh. Yeah, one of us just happens to randomly be playing demolition right in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
That's God, either, I got to hear it.
It's either your phone or one of us just playing it on YouTube right now.
Just to fuck with you. From now on, though, I'm going to walk by and play the demo song just to mess with you.
Well, then I'll change my ringer, dickheads.
Well, then.
I like that.
That'll pretty well fix it.
Did you see the Forbes salaries for WWF this year?
No.
Or WWE this year?
Whoa.
This might be
wait,
fun.
Wait till you see which guys are making $60,000 a year. A lot.
You think? Man, I hope not.
Forbes WWE
let's see it.
I remember.
That's interesting shit.
I think it was around 09, 010 they came out with them.
010?
And it was.
Well, I guess that's technically
what
true.
Are they saying? 09 or whatever the fucking thing
09's
is.
Fine, but. 10 it'd be
010?
Better than 010. I guess technically it's okay.
I remember back in 10.
Well, you wouldn't say I remember back in 010. 2010 maybe?
I don't know. I'll never get used to it.
You got to get to the semantics of this
we
here.
We really need to get to the 20s.
Well,
and make it easier.
I'm having some issues getting to this.
Oh, boy. I remember they brought these out, and I don't know if you remember Lance Cade, Trevor Murdoch. They had those guys, and they showed their salaries, and it was 60 to 70 a year. Yeah. No yoke. No egg either.
Okay, so here we go.
Who's the top vote getter? Cena's still making the most money.
Nope. Number one on the list.
Bullshit.
Cockchester.
He's not. Brock Lesnar, $12 million.
Never mind.
Number two.
What?
$12
million? He's making $12
million. Forbes.com. This is real. Number two, John Cena. Guess how much?
Six.
$8 million.
That's just wrong.
Number three, there's a huge drop off in salary.
Trips?
Triple H. How much?
$2 million.
$3.8 million.
Okay.
That's it.
Cheating fuck.
Yeah, thank you. You actually needed to do that.
Number four.
Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Really? I'm going to cry.
1.8.
3.5.
Fuck you. He's making that?
This is the one that surprised me. Number five.
That's these paydays. Nah, fuck it. What?
Dean Ambrose.
Merch.
Guess how much?
2.1. Whoa. What's Ambrose or what's Reigns making?
3.5.
2.1.
2.7.
Hmm.
AJ Styles. This surprised me too. I thought he'd be a lot lower coming in.
Now 2.1.
2.4.
Good for him.
Yep.
He earned it.
Number seven. You guys won't guess because he wrestled in one match.
Oh, Taker.
Shane McMahon, $2.2 million. And that is character. That is not, you know.
I was gonna say Trips has gotta make shit tons more.
Yeah, like, this is just salary for character.
He's got all the stock options from the stock scam of
Undertaker.
99.
Eighth with $2 million. Tied with Seth Rollins at $2 million. And then Randy Orton, $1.9 million.
Really?
I'm surprised that all those guys make more than Orton, but contract. I guess when it comes to merch.
Contract.
Yep.
I wonder what he signed for.
Oh, I bet 1.5 is guaranteed.
You know, when you talk about Orton, I always thought he was one guy when he hit his stride. I thought he could have left and gotten an organization over or got them going at least.
I've never, ever liked Orton. I'm going to be honest with you. Didn't care for his work. Don't care for his promos. I don't like his ugly, stupid fucking face now that I'm talking about it.
I just thought.
It's okay. It was kind of cool.
When he was on 10 years ago, he was pretty good when he was going. Ever since then, going through the motions. He's had times that he's been all right.
Well, and I think once he got that second strike. Mm-hmm. With a drug, I think that really derailed what WWE was willing to do with him.
I can see that.
But do you think that he honestly hasn't gotten that third strike?
It almost gets to where they probably wouldn't even test him.
Because he's done stuff to women. I mean, there's been a lot of stuff.
Saying he's a rapist?
No, but he's done some shit that was not frowned. That.
Called that Barbie blank. What was her name? Kelly?
Yeah.
Called her a whore. He's a dick.
Yeah, I mean, he's done some. I think he was banging.
I met him. He was
a lot of
nice dude, but I mean, he runs his mouth.
Yeah.
But he can.
Yeah. He's a big guy.
So, right now on the roster, who's longest tenure? Is Big Show still? No, Henry?
Henry.
God.
Mean Mark Henry.
Wow.
He's 96.
Still on the roster.
No
probably
shit.
94, 96. Yeah.
Man, think how far this guy's come from having a baby hand with a. May Young.
He came in. I mean, he came in right when Austin and Rock came in before
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right around that time.
Now,
dude, he had a pretty good program coming in, actually, coming off of his whole I'm an Olympic weightlifter, strongest man in the world.
I bet he's made some pretty good money.
I think the best thing he did, remember when he did the retirement speech and then snapped and slammed Cena and all that? I thought that was really good.
It is the best thing he's ever done.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know, man. Sexual chocolate, that's pretty memorable.
Oh, sure.
It's memorable.
What's the best thing Orton's done? What do you think the best, like, since, you know, we were talking about him?
Oh, the
Legend Killer?
That was super early.
He was okay when he was part of Evolution.
I really liked when he ran the feud with Hunter and he was punting everybody and he RKO'd Stephanie and did all that stuff leading into the worst WrestleMania main event I've ever seen when they decided to do a heater with no – it was just a brutal match, WrestleMania 25. But that was the best thing I thought he had done. And his stuff's not real memorable.
Yeah.
A little boring.
If there wouldn't have been the drug issues, the drug test stuff, do you think that they would have gave more with him? Or not more, but do
was
you think
two strikes in, like in 06?
Yeah. I mean, they were talking about letting him go from the company, almost like the Kurt Angle stuff there for a while.
Yeah.
But do you think that he'd be more like Cena if he wouldn't have gotten in trouble? Do you think they would have preferred him more than Cena because of the family name and the legacy?
I don't know. You knew he was a real shithead coming into...
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely not the same... Same personalities, but it's not like John Cena's Mr. Fucking Personality either.
Yeah, but he was a bodybuilder, and Vince likes bodybuilders.
Yeah,
from what I've heard.
Yeah,
something like I mean, he probably would have started his own federation of bodybuilders.
He might have even considered distributing some sort of
performance enhancers.
Yeah, I mean, that's just crazy talk.
No, that's a good point. That's a great point. Icopro?
Huh?
What? Okay. Hulk Hogan's Python powder? That's what it did.
24 inches.
Yeah.
So anyway, have you guys watched the Fashion Files thing? I hadn't even seen it. My brother brought it to my attention. Shout out to my brosif.
Yeah.
Nikolai.
It's good.
It's pretty funny.
Nikolai Volsmith.
I mean, those guys are actually getting over.
Well, fucking Tyler Breeze did an NXT with the selfie stick and all that.
He's just so small.
The problem is, though, is these guys, they actually develop characters in NXT.
Yes.
And they show their characters. And people, that's why they have fanfare. That's why they got, oh, did you see so-and-so in NXT? He's this, he's that. And then they just show up on Raw or they just show up on SmackDown with no explanation, no reasoning. And they don't do vignettes very often. So it's just kind of like, oh, you're supposed to know who those are? Well, how many people actually watch NXT? Because I don't watch it a ton.
I used to.
I did when it was good, yes.
Well, yeah, all the guys are in WWE.
Yeah, but they didn't do anything leading into Tyler Breeze coming. You just saw some guy that was like I don't even know what you'd compare him to, like a Rick Martel-like character that had a selfie stick.
Ricky Morton.
I mean,
he's the current, right? He's a good worker. He's a good hand.
I just meant the character that he's playing, though. Like, I mean, they did no vignettes. They did no introduction. They didn't do it with any of those guys. Apollo Crews.
I don't know what character I would compare him to.
I mean,
exotic Adrian Street.
What about the tag team they called up that everybody loved?
Which one?
The Gable and...
They're the champs, aren't they?
No, the Usos have the belts.
Oh, boy.
But those guys are great workers. They could be one of the greatest tag teams ever. They do nothing about them, come up, put the belts on them, take the belts off of them, then they're losing to the fucking Ascension.
Do the fucking belt hokey pokey.
I mean, it's just they don't do enough to make the characters.
Everybody bats 500.
We don't want anybody to be too big.
Don't want them getting over or anything.
We can't have another Rock situation on our hands.
On our hands?
Or Bret Hart going to the other org and making them look legit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that when there was more than one.
Yeah, but...
Well, if anybody goes to this Cottage Hills Wrestling Federation, they're fucked. Because if these guys get a couple more workers on their hands,
dude, you are hardcore.
They're going to get a TV deal.
Going to make it go.
What are you going to do whenever I join that league? Become the number one.
I'm going to make fun of you for calling it a league.
Good point. I deserve that. It's Extreme Wrestling League, man.
So
they're an alliance too.
Douche.
So. So do you think these guys, I mean, will this go anywhere? Will Fandango do anything? I always actually kind of liked him.
He must have been all right. They've kept him around even when he didn't have anything, although well, they keep everybody around now.
He works goofy. He doesn't even work like a real match.
Well, I guess. Who was his first match against? Do you remember this?
Jericho.
Beat him. Went over Jericho at WrestleMania. They had plans for him at one point in time.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah, good for them. Febreze.
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 Wasn't that what their name was?
Febreze? Probably for a while.
Yeah.
They'll probably put
Breezango
some,
or something?
Breezango, yeah.
There you go. I think Febreze is better.
They'll put some chick with them, though. So they'll put one of the girls that can't do shit with them.
You're right.
And that'll be their thing.
Sounds good to me.
Which is fine, because there's a lot of females in that company that can't wrestle that they should do, you know, at least do something.
That there are, Edward. What else we got WWE-wise? I saw reading through the notes that Jinder Mahal still getting his big push.
Still think he's got one of the coolest names, too.
Really?
It's like half, what gender are you? Gender, which is cool, spelled differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mahal, half Taj Mahal, which is pretty epic.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there. I don't know if you put two and two together, but that's what they did.
I did. I didn't do that. Oh, well, so that's something.
That's something.
Yeah, that's always something to look back on.
Fucking cool name, I'm just saying. Shut up.
I think they might put the belt on him.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. He's from Canada. I found that out, that he's not from
doesn't matter.
He's not from where they say he's from.
Can you believe that? Half the Indians that used
he's
to wrestle
He's not
Canadian.
From parts unknown.
I know. Half the Russians used to be Italian.
Death Valley, my ass.
Russian-Canadian.
Yeah, but he's big. He is a big boy. Mm-hmm. Like, the more you look at it, there's nobody that has a body like him in wrestling right now.
Juice to the gills.
Ain't nobody I don't know.
But he looks like it. Skinny.
What'll be the real test is when Cena comes back, what happens?
Because
Cena won't let anybody have a body over his.
No.
I mean, he won't. You think he's going to come back and like that someone's, you know, more cut up than he
That'd
is?
That'd be a good South Park episode, wouldn't it, where just Cena goes around and out-exercises everybody?
Yeah. Man, when he's gassed up, he's a big sumbitch.
Or just wait till he comes back, because every time he leaves and every time he comes back, it looks like a pair of, like, the Reebok pump shoes.
Oh.
It just looks like those fuckers are inflated. And it with him, every time he comes back and, he takes the shirt off, it's just like, Jesus Christ.
What's he gone for? Is he making a movie?
I think he got that second season of that shitty Fox show he had, some reality show, I think.
Oh, really?
He might be doing a movie, too. Who knows?
I didn't know he had a show.
As long as both of them are off the TV, I'm happy.
I agree. I'm still not watching. But there was one other thing I wanted to run past you boys.
What about Al Snow getting arrested? Did you guys hear about that?
What happened with Al Snow?
I had an overdue warrant. Is that right?
Basically stemming from a broken taillight a couple years back.
Yeah.
And then apparently there was a typo that led to his arrest. Jeez. Dot, dot, dot.
Had to spend 2 hours in prison.
$234 hard-earned cash to get out.
Jeez.
Now
can you imagine he was walking in the big house and everybody just shouted, what does everybody want?
Bail.
Head.
Oh. Not bail. I would want bail.
Either way. if you're not going to have bail, the next best thing.
No, but we were talking about Lesnar making $12 million a show. Good God. What's that mean? He's making an appearance.
I think he did.
Probably half a million.
I think he did like 12 matches last year. He did the big four pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
He did two other pay-per-views.
So that's a million an appearance?
And then he did like Mexico City, Madison Square Garden.
I'm in the wrong business, boys.
Now, that doesn't count him showing up the shows because he does promos. But
I bet he did 24 appearances, so that's probably a half a million a shot.
Still.
Woo.
On a private jet because, he takes the plane everywhere.
Yeah. Blows my mind.
Is Heyman his agent? Does he do his contracts and negotiations?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he does.
That's my Jew.
That was good.
Hey, that's Lesnar's. That was Lesnar saying, I need my Jew.
That's funny. I don't care. It sounds like something they'd say, Jono would say.
Got to have somebody talk
to my brother.
Him. They're having a 5-way match to pick the top guy to wrestle him?
That means they don't know what they're going to do.
Well, Roman Reigns, who just beat Balor on TV. That's always great for Balor. Somebody said, I remember them saying, boy, they're probably going to shit on Balor and he's never going to get back to where he was. Who said that?
We'll see. Oh, you don't think that's setting up?
It was the snob, wasn't it? The wrestling snob?
Yeah, the wrestling snob said it. Because
I think it was.
His friend.
I was on his website the other day.
His friend, this condescending asshole sits in here with us sometimes, just mentioned it. So it must have been the wrestling snob's friend.
Do we have a stump the snob this week or no?
No. I don't want to lump you in with me, but I'm pretty shitty.
You don't realize.
I've given up on that.
You don't realize what's happening with Balor. He's going to be the one that challenges.
No.
Yeah, because Roman Reigns in the promo poked him in the chest and said, you don't have a dark place. You can't take it to the places to where, and did all this stuff, and it planted the seed.
Yeah, and then he lost.
But it planted the seed for the fucking Demon King to where he's going to come out all jazzed out, and that'll be,
yay.
That's what'll happen.
It's like a Bullet Club reunion. Who are the other guys they've got? I think they've got the Lone Wolf.
No, he's on the other one, the Wolf.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, what about Samoa Joe?
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe's in there. Yep. Seth Rollins is in there.
Miz.
We got Reigns, Balor, Joe, Rollins, and?
The Miz, right?
Really?
I believe so.
Boy, he might win.
The only person that can win, in my opinion, is Samoa Joe. Because you can't have what's-his-name win. Fucking Roman Reigns, that'd be a riot.
So is this happening at Backlash?
Yeah, the pay-per-view.
Oh, really?
3 weeks or this week? I don't know.
Think about it this way. Isn't Joe more or less the only one who can win or lose and still come out, you know, having gained something? And Joe basically is just a guy that fights tough guys and doesn't matter if he wins or loses.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, he just doesn't look believable. People like you hear and you're at a message boards, oh, he, you know, you got to look believable to beat Lesnar. Do you remember when, like, people were actually thinking, like, Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar was a believable match?
No, like, who thought that?
But, like, they talked about it, like, that match was, it wouldn't look bad. Like, Daniel Bryan could wrestle that style of match to where it wouldn't look bad, Lesnar being so big and him being so small. And people are starting to say that you can't have Balor be your champion or you can't have Balor go against Lesnar because of his size. He's such a small guy. But he's not – I don't feel that he's smaller – that much smaller than Rollins. I don't feel The Miz is that much bigger than him.
We screwed this up. Rollins, Joe, Balor, Wyatt, Reigns.
Wyatt Reigns. So who was in – so Miz isn't in there, and who's the other one?
Not Miz and not the Lone Wolf.
Woof.
The Wolf didn't make it.
No.
Woof. But Wolf.
Something Coyote got around him, so he attacked.
So I could see something happening in the where I still think that Wyatt and Balor.
This leads to SummerSlam, doesn't it?
Yeah. But they're also saying that Strowman's injury is only 2 months. They're putting it out there as a 6 month injury to make it look like he's this huge badass that came back from this bad injury in 2 months. So he'll probably be ready for SummerSlam.
I can see old Samoa Joe running out of there.
Aha!
Aha! Eh, maybe not. I don't know.
Don't really care.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to pay attention more.
That's my problem.
See what's going on. But it's something.
Who'll eat the pin? That's the bigger question.
Maybe Reigns if they run Strowman in to be the guy.
To keep that feud going.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. They do some funky shit. Maybe Wyatt. Should be a good
Wyatt
one.
Wyatt eats a lot of pins.
I'll watch that match. I think that'll be a good match all around.
Yeah, some of the guys can work if they just get the ones that can't work out of the ring.
Three guys go out,
yeah.
Take a fucking sleeper, and then two guys work. Another guy goes out. Another guy goes in.
Might as well be a tag match.
We'll do some good shit. We'll have some ground and pound with Joe and Reigns and Wyatt. You got Rollins and Balor to do the flying. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I can live with that. I'll watch it. Oh, and it's Extreme Rules. Ooh.
Yeah, there'll end up being a gimmick to that.
Beautiful. Ooh. That's the way I feel about it.
There will end up being some type of gimmick, I bet.
Yeah. WWE, where the points are made up and the rules don't matter. You guys ever watch Whose Line?
I don't.
Whose Line is the name? You never watched that?
I did, but I don't remember that part.
They used to say where the points is made up and the score doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Drew Carey would say it every episode.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember him saying that.
Back to the wrestling show.
I just know. I love that show.
How do you not remember that?
I don't know.
Weird.
I know.
Do you?
Anything else you guys got?
I want to get. Trying to think.
Yeah, we've only gone still about 40 minutes.
Alexa Bliss is doing really well on Raw.
I think Alundra Blaze has still got a shot.
So does Doink.
Doink.
Now that's just not fair. He was only mid card. Never would have been much more than that. For you to say more is to get his hopes up. Even though,
I'll tell you what,
he's technically dead.
I wish Dean Malenko and Goldust would have been a tag team.
Ooh,
Goldust turned on R-Truth.
I saw that.
Yeah, how you feel about that, E?
I don't care about R-Truth. He's a fake Jamaican.
No, that's Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, same difference.
The other one with dreads.
Don't they both have dreads? Yeah.
How many times did you vote for Trump?
Six or seven.
You're 50-50 on that one, and you went.
I honestly don't know, dude. Is Ron Killings is one of them? Who's the other guy?
Farouk, Ron Simmons.
No way. Farouk's still around?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say,
Kofi Kingston.
Oh, yeah. They look just alike. Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Wow.
That sounds horrible.
So, yeah, Nakamura and Hideo Itami, they're both wrestlers.
Take that
wrestlers.
Back. It just sounds bad.
Tune into the Wrestling Racist next week.
No shit, man.
The WrestlingRacist.com.
Normally, I get my brother to ship, but that just sounds
the Wrestling Racist Roundtable.
We've got the Wrestling Snob. We got to have that for that confusion.
Checking.
We could get a...
One guy's a super athlete.
You know what sucks is I'm going to have to be the guy to build the website, the WrestlingRacist.com.
Good Lord.
We could get Seth Rollins' ex to come on. She could be a co-host.
No shit. Yes. The fucking Nazi.
I gotta step out and grab a
It's
water.
Available, believe it or not. WrestlingRacist.com.
Big shock.
Nobody's hauling that one in, you know
nobody's
what I mean?
Got, nobody's got Trump on there giving a speech at WrestleMania or anything?
I wonder if Trump is racist.com. I mean, this is...
Oh, I'm sure that exists.
It's taken.
Trumpisracist.com?
It's taken.
Of course it's taken.
We can get Trumpisracist.us, though.
Yeah.
Who wants that U.S.? Come on.
Yeah, weak sauce. Psh. Probably disperse some fake news out of that.
I will, so.
You know how people are these days. You got anything else you want to talk about wrestling-wise? Current wrestling-wise?
Not really.
I'm looking forward to the old school show.
As am I. Like I was saying before, I love the whole angle we're doing here where we get the whole buildup of basically how the WWF comes to power and then takes over completely and kills everyone.
Bastards.
It's almost like a genocide.
Wow.
I mean, just
telling you what,
there.
You got some thoughts today, don't you?
Yeah, I
got
to shut this brain off.
What you been doing all day, son?
I've been stuck in the video game world.
Yeah, oh,
but I'm not going to try to tie those two together along with like a recent controversy. So we'll just leave it at that.
Did you plug your
Jew,
other show?
Jew what?
Oh, really?
Come on, man. That's you.
Did you plug your other show?
Which one? Cereal Talk?
Cereal Talk. Yeah. Which one? How many you got?
Just this one and the other one. You're right.
Oh.
Now, we're doing pretty good over in Cereal Talk. Hopefully you guys remember that show we did with Benoit. Last week we did Scientology.
Oh.
Which was pretty fun. There's some real wacky shit in that cult going on.
Is there?
There is.
I mean, is there?
There is. The guy who runs it, David Miscavige, he beats
Dead.
On people. He beats on people. Did you know that?
Yeah, his wife disappeared.
Yeah, she's missing. Don't ask why or where she went.
Well, Lisa Remini, or not Lisa, is it her
Lisa
name?
Remini.
Leah?
Yeah. Leah
Remini.
Oh, yeah, Leah.
Leah.
Lisa's
not
close
Lisa Remini. Leah. Didn't she ask at a wedding and she, like, got her shit jumped?
Yeah,
and,
they like, don't you ever fucking ask about that. Yeah. You don't have the right.
I wonder if there's any wrestlers that are in Scientology. I bet there are, because one of their headquarters, a big headquarters is in
Clearwater.
Florida.
Tampa?
Clearwater?
Well, yep. They all live in Tampa. I'm sure it's close, right?
Let's see here. 10 WWE superstars who are probably Scientologists.
Let's see. Let's give them.
Paul Orndorff. Interestingly enough.
Really?
Simon Dean.
I believe that.
CM Punk.
Definitely
see that. We need to talk about him,
show.
By the way.
Oh, okay.
I think this is just their characters, though, that were probably Scientologists.
Oh.
So.
This is stupid. Yeah, the good father? Come on. Get out of here.
Well, then never mind.
So yeah. CM Punk
Punk's an atheist.
Is on this season of the Real World Challenge to where they do the competitions. They're doing pros versus champions of the real world. So they're taking actual athletes to go and get people that have done this competition show for 20 years.
So why is Punk on it?
He's an athlete. MMA.
Why is he on it?
Well, that's my point. He's not an athlete, and
wow.
He was getting picked on last night by one of the guys saying, you're a fake wrestler. You got your ass kicked in 30 seconds. Don't fuck with me, bro. So he's getting punked out.
Was it
out.
CT?
No. It was,
damn it.
It was Bananas.
Yes! Fucking Bananas is the man.
I don't know Bananas.
CM Punk weighs 170 pounds. This Bananas is a steroided out, you know, 40-year-old that probably weighs 240.
What?
I mean, he's a bigger guy.
Oh, he doesn't weigh 240.
Oh, dude, I bet he's bigger than
what's
you.
His real name,
Johnny, but just type in Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas.
It's going to come up as a fucking entourage.
I remember him banging that blonde. No? They had their season was in Florida, and they had the hurricane that year. Or the
blonde.
Or the whatever.
Like Stand Back. There's a hurricane coming through, that hurricane.
Shane Helms?
Sugar.
He's our age. He was born in 82.
Barely.
Key West.
Key West, yes. What did they have that year? They had Tropical Storm the year he was on? Wasn't that blonde in his season?
Yeah, I can't even tell.
Wasn't he on Thunder in Paradise?
Fake boobs. She was fucking nut job. What now?
Wasn't he on Thunder in Paradise?
Thunder in Paradise.
Mess with me is like a roll of the dice.
Svetlana, was that the blonde?
I thought Svetlana was the brunette. The blonde was very...
Paula?
Paula, there we go.
She was nutty. She has, like, the crazy eyes.
Then she got big fake boobs and actually won one of the years of the challenge.
That's bananas right there. Let's see how big he was.
That shit is bananas, too.
Talking about some real world CM Punk style.
Well, yeah. I've never watched an episode of CM Punk. Real world.
Yeah,
well, is it good?
In your life?
In my life.
Wow.
Never got into it.
You're our age, huh?
Yeah.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
I didn't know this. HBO wins.
You're older.
HBO wins Johnny Bananas lawsuit bought by Real World alum. He tried suing the guys from Entourage for that.
Oh, for stealing the name?
Yeah, for that commercial. For the cartoon that drama played.
Oh, the Socko or
Dice Clay.
Yeah, the what's that?
Johnny Bananas.
Oh yeah.
Now it's funny you say you've never seen an episode of The Real World. I have seen maybe one episode of Entourage.
That was pretty good.
I've heard.
You'd like it.
Oh, I know.
It's like Ballers. You ever see Ballers?
Nope.
Oh, it's like that.
Is it like Veep?
I don't know. Never seen it.
Because that's a great show.
That's what I hear.
I keep telling you.
I'm not a big fan of that Jewy Louie Dreyfus.
Jewy Louie?
Yeah, in their
Jeez
name. Jewy Louie.
Pete.
Jewy.
You are on a roll today.
Julie, Jewy, what's...
He's a big fan of Chewbacca.
Calm down there.
A simple mispronunciation, God.
God, take Breitbart off your screen.
How did you know that's what I'm on?
All right, let's wrap it up and let's get to the old school part. Let's get to the bread and butter of this, baby.
When T.O. calls the shots, you say jump, we say how high.
Thank you.
Is the way it rolls around here.
Yes.
Are you good to go? Are you ready to get out of here, Big Easy?
I'm fine.
Yeah. Are we ready to roll on to the old school?
I was born already.
I'm just tired of him just getting racist cards thrown at him.
No, man. I understand.
It's not nice, man. Not nice.
I think everybody knows we're joking.
I hope.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, we're joking.
I joked around with my little brother about that a little bit on our podcast. He said some dumb shit about, you know, Jewish stuff. Just the way Israel and, you know, like the Rothschilds and the banking.
Right.
So I started giving him a lot of shit about it. So then we started getting shit tons of emails about it. People like, I ain't going to listen no more with that racist on there. We got a couple bad reviews on iTunes. I was able to talk people out of those reviews, thankfully.
What?
Yeah, they took it way too seriously. So I had to go on there and basically apologize for, you know, prodding people. We put a moratorium on any Nazi topics. Just because it's just too many people were fucking out of nowhere pissed. Like, of jokes.
Jesus.
What are you going to do?
People just like to be pissed off.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's what worries me about. Never mind. Okay, let's get the F out of here. Let's go to the old school edition.
The F out of here.
Big Easy, T.O.
Peace.
Corey the Wrestling Snob, we're out of here. We'll see you for the old school edition of the ThreeHorsemanShow.com. Peace.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.